As Duke Energy environmentalists have debated the safety of private wells near coal ash ponds, they've disagreed about the source of a carcinogen called hexavalent chromium. Scientists at Duke University figured out how to identify the chemical's source. Conclusions from the study of 376 private wells say coal ash likely isn't to blame. WFAE's David Borax talked with the study's lead author, Avner Van Ghosh, about his research and recommendation.
This study is part of a long-term study that we've been investigating the water quality in North Carolina. And we also were investigating coal ash and how coal ash affect the environment. And we found that, unlike previous thinking, that hexavalent chromium is not derived from human activities or anthropogenic sources, but rather is naturally occurring and basically arrives in many parts of the Piedmont groundwater in North Carolina and behind.
So is this finding surprising? I mean, does this show a problem that we might not have known about or may not have focused on so much?
Absolutely. I mean, if you go to EPA website, you see major conceptual idea was that hexavalent chromium is very rare and not stable in groundwater. And if we do find it, it's indicating that you have some industry involved. Where what we're finding, it's very common, different level of contamination. And the really kind of surprising and amazing results that's coming from the study that everywhere that we see chromium, it's actually composed of this hexavalent chromium, which is extremely abundant throughout the Piedmont area.
So it's coming from naturally occurring rock?
Right. So it's coming from rocks. We see that some rocks contribute more chromium than others. So we have some idea to see where to look for it. But basically, the data shows that it's coming from interaction of the groundwater with rocks.
So not human sources, as we've thought in the past.
Right.
Duke Energy is responding to this news today, and they're saying that coal ash basins are now ruled out as a source of hexavalent chromium in wells, and I guess that's what you're saying right now. Does that mean that we don't have to worry about anything? Or
absolutely not. I mean, I'm very happy that Duke Energy is supporting our research. And if it's the case, they should look at what we just published a month ago, that we showed that all coal ash ponds in North Carolina are leaking into the environment and causing contamination of shallow groundwater and surface water nearby. Now, what we are saying that hexavalent chromium is a separate problem, and it's not related to the coal ash. But we do not say that the coal ash is clear, and in fact, we do have very strong evidence that they are contaminated environment with other contaminants like arsenic, selenium, and boron, strontium.
Is there more research underway?
Yes, we are just in the beginning, and in the next stage, we will try to get a more larger data set and more information for predicting where, in what circumstances, you would have elevated level. And I think one of the things that should come out from this paper is the notion that a standard should be set for hexavalent chromium. One of the problems that homeowners are kind of facing is that there is no any official drinking water standard for hexavalent chromium in the United States. And this lack of something reference is making things much more complicated because we really don't know what is the safe level because there's no standard.
That's Duke University scientist Avner Van Ghosh talking with WFAE environmental reporter David Borax about a study that found coal ash likely isn't to blame for hexavalent chromium in wells near coal ash ponds.